God of Miracle. That will be the title of my message this morning. God of Miracle. John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. John chapter 2, verse number 1 to 11. And on the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciple to the marriage. And they were wanted wine. The mother of Jesus Christ said unto him, they have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto his servant, whatsoever said unto you, do it. And there was said of there three seas water pot of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three frankincense apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pot with water, and they filled them up to the brim. Verse 8, and he said unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and the ear it. And the master of the feast have started a wine. That's true. So pretty much the story was about the first miracle performed by Jesus Christ. There was a wedding holding in Cana of Galilee at that particular year. Jesus Christ and all his disciples, all the dignity, were invited to the feast, and suddenly they ran out of the wine. And no, in those days, you don't have a commercial, you don't have a store that you can run to go and get wine. And the mother of Jesus knew that Jesus Christ was there. And he said, he went to Jesus Christ, they ran out of wine, please can you assist? And Jesus Christ told the mother, mother, my hour has not what? Has not come. But the mother was not discouraged. The mother told the people in charge that whatever he commanded you to do, go and do it. Because he believed that he has a supernatural power that can make this happen. And that was the first experimental miracle that Jesus Christ performed. That the pots, they were filled with water, and suddenly he turned them to wine. And lo, the master of the feast said, what is happening here? Somebody need to tell me. You guys reserve the best for the last. How come this is better than the one that was served? And they didn't know that it was the miracle of Jesus Christ that brought this wine. I pray for you this morning. The wine of your life that is going sour, I declare sweetness in the name of Jesus. We see this, that this is beyond human understanding. We saw in this place that the miracle performed by Jesus Christ, only him alone was able to do that. And that brings us to that God of miracle is the one who performed miracles. He displayed his power among the people. God of miracle is the only one that has the ability, both in heaven and in earth, to perform the miracle. And when he performed this miracle, he performed this among the people of God. An example of what he did was what we read in the Bible. So when we talk about God of miracle, the miracle is within the community of his people, is within the congregation of his people. He used a medium to do that, and he performed that to show his potent power of doing so. Psalm 77 verse 14. Psalm 77 verse 14. Media, you hold my eyelid open, and I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. And you are the God who does wonders. You have declared your strength among the people. God that we are talking about is God that does wonders among these people. God that we are talking about has the power both in heaven and on the earth. The Bible says all the power both in heaven and on earth, and if there's something under the earth, has been given unto him. And he said, at the mention of the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow. So as a believer, we may not know the potency, the power that we are calling about. But one of the ways we identify the miracle, the power of God, or the gravity of the power of God, is when we see something beyond human understanding. Who can study the universe and doubt its power in creation? If you look at the whole universe, you look at the creation of the world, of the heaven and earth in 6 days, and you begin to imagine only God has the power to do this, because everything man needed in life has been provided in the first 6 days. Every provision that we need both now and the future, God made sure that he prepared them for us. So when we look at the creation and the universe, we cannot doubt that it's only power of God that can make this happen. Who can study the history of Israelites and fail to see the providential arrangement of the events? We knew what happened to the people of Israel in the land of Egypt, in the hand of Pharaoh. And we saw how God brought them out from the slavery land, and he brought them to a promised land. Even when they got to the Red Sea, when there was no hope, we saw the God providential arrangement in this event. So when we look at the history of how they encountered different things on their journey, we could discover that it's the miracle of God that can bring this one. We could believe that even Pharaoh, as adamant he was, he could not hold them. And after he let them go, he also went to pursue them. But God showed his supreme power that I am still God, I have never changed. So this makes us to know that the God of miracle works in diverse ways and in different events. God does miraculous things, and he does them with his own power, with no help from others. God does a miraculous things, and he does them with all his own power and with no help from others. When God does a miracle, he doesn't seek assistance from a man. He does it with his own supernatural power. He does it because he has ability to do it. He has the potency to do it. He has every qualification to do it. The Bible says he declared, let there be day, and there was day. And there was night, let there be night, there was night. He said, let the water come out of the dry land, and the water came out of the land, came out of the water. Who has the power to do this? It's only God. And when God does it, he seeks no assistance from any man. And according to the Bible, there are three words that are synonymous to miracle. When you study the scripture very well, there are three words that are synonymous to what we are discussing today. Miracle. Number one is signs. Number two is wonders. Number three is the power. There is no way we talk about the miracle of God without the signs. There is no way we talk about the miracle of God without the wonders. And there is no way we talk about the miracle of God about the signs with the manifestation. And these three words help us to understand the phrase God of miracles. When we see things that is beyond the human understanding, when we see things that is beyond the comprehension and intellectual capability of man, we discover that no, God is in existence. And we now turn this thing and say, yes, there is God that does miracles. And that's brought us to my definition of miracle. What is a miracle? Miracle is an extraordinary event taken as a sign of supernatural power of God. I will take that again. Miracle is an extraordinary event taken as a sign of the supernatural power of God. Something that is beyond human understanding. Something that is supernatural. Something that is beyond the comprehension of man. And another definition I have here is that miracle can be described as extremely outstanding or unusual event of things or accomplishments. An extremely understanding or unusual event, things or accomplishment. And it is good to tell us to know that we are in the year of unusual manifestation, and we are in the landmark of year. And one of the attributes of the unusual manifestation in this year 2025 is that we are going to see diverse kind of miracles in the name of Jesus. So one of the things that God is going to show is experiential power to Lord, that there will be different kind of miracles that will not bring God to say, no, only God can do this. So when there are usual, unusual events or unusual accomplishments, we know that it is God at work. It is beyond man comprehension. It is beyond man factor. It is beyond man ability. Look at all the testimony we had this morning. When you sit down and have a deep understanding of God, you know that all this testimony is not by from man, it's from God. Only God can do this. So an event that is beyond the human understanding, an event that is beyond human comprehension, an event that is a sudden, is what we term as a miracle, and begin to understand how did it come about. Even though when you put the mathematics together, it's beyond the ordinary mathematics. Praise the Lord. So this morning, we're going to be looking at miracle from different perspectives. Miracle from different perspectives. Number one, we are going to look at the miracle from a human perspective. As a man, when we talk about miracle, how do we look at miracle from a human perspective? We said, and the definition of miracle is an extraordinary or unusual event, which is in a word, a wonder. When you see something extraordinary or unusual event, we call it a wonder that reveals or confirm a specific message. That reveal and confirm a specific message, which was a sign. And the last one, through a mighty work, which is power of God. Remember, I talk about, there is no way we can talk about miracle without talking about signs, wonders, and power. And these are the medium that God used to showcase his mightiness in miracle. So from human understanding, we discover that at an ordinary event, which is a wonder, something, wow, is an event that reveal or confirm a specific message, which is what? A sign that something is happening. And through a mighty work, by who? By the power of God. That is human understanding of a miracle. So let's look at the understanding of a miracle from God's vantage view. How God view miracles beyond human understanding. A miracle is nothing, underline the word, a miracle from God's perspective is nothing extraordinary or unusual. It is simply divine display of his mighty. When God does things, he does it because he has the ability to do it, and he doesn't attach any value, he doesn't attach any sentiment to it, because he does them fully because he has the power to do it. So God sees miracle as nothing extraordinary, or it's a simply divine display of his power, which is power that attracts the attention of humans. You see, that miracle caught the attention of what? Of humans. If a miracle does not bring a wow, we just believe it's an ordinary event. Yes or no? But when it is unusual, it draws the attention. Ah, somebody turned water to wine. Somebody eat the lake. We are not familiar with it. It becomes an unusual event, and that becomes an attraction. It becomes attraction to human beings, which is a wonders, and to his word or his purpose, which is a sign. So God's vintage point of miracle is nothing extraordinary or unusual. It's simply a divine display of his mighty, which is power, that attracts the attention of human beings to his word and to his purpose. Praise the Lord. So when we say miracles, do we have a Bible injunction that back it up? We could see miracles in the Old Testament, and as well we could see miracles in the New Testament. I'll just give up two examples from the Old Testament. The Exodus stories of Israelites. Exodus chapter 14, from verse 1 to the end, illustrate the journey of Israelites, how they moved from the hand of Pharaoh, and they were going to the promised land, and they encounter a Red Sea which served as a barrier to their journey, and they were looking right and left to say what is going to happen. There was no hope, and they started castigating the servant of God, which is Moses. There are no graves in Egypt. Why do you allow us to come and die in the wilderness? But what did Moses did? Moses went back to God and said, God, You are the one that has been leading me to these people. It is time for you to show your fault, to show yourself approved. And when we look at Exodus chapter 14, I want us to read verse 13 and 14 because it's prophetic. Exodus chapter 14, I want us to read that verse 13 and verse 14. Are we there? And Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptian whom you have seen today, you shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus." I have come to say to tell somebody this morning, regardless of what is happening in our environment, regardless of what we are going through, the same God that intervened for the Israelites in this place, he will intervene for us in the name of Jesus. I decree this morning, the Egyptian we are seeing today, by the grace of God, we shall see them no more in the name of Jesus. The power of God that drew the Pharaoh and his God into the Red Sea, we draw them into the Red Sea in the name of Jesus. And that will be our experience in the name of Jesus. The second person in Old Testament is Elisha. When you read 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7 is a story of the widow that the husband died and was indebted. And they came and to say, "Okay, you cannot pay. We have to take your children into ransom for our services." And they cry unto God, the God of Elisha. The same experience that happened in Canaan of Galilee also happened there. Elisha told him, "What do you have?" He said, "You have what? You have oil. Go and borrow more." And he went to borrow more. And he said, "Close the door. Close your door. And be putting those oil one by one." Limpa kataseka. This is beyond the understanding of man. And he said, "Be putting the oil one by one. Until everything get to the broom." And he acted according to the voice of Elijah. And the Bible says he asked a lot of oil. That the servant of God told him, "Told her, go and sell and pay your debt." I decree this morning, the same expiration on earth that worked in the life of this widow will work for you today in the name of Jesus. In any area you are lacking, the abundant supply of God will happen to you in the name of Jesus. This is beyond human understanding. Somebody was indebted and they just pour oil. And the oil become plenty, and the woman become a merchandise that is worth selling the oil for people. I don't know what you have in hand, but I trust the potency in the power of God that today God is going to multiply in your hand and is going to turn you to a merchandise in the name of Jesus. We need to know that God used this event to demonstrate his faithfulness to his people. When God all these things, he used it to demonstrate his faithfulness to his people, because he doesn't want that woman to be in shame. He doesn't want her to be ashamed. And that is why he used that medium to provide that thing. Let's look at the sample in the New Testament. I have a lot. The one we talk about, Jesus turned water to wine. Another one that caught my attention is found in the book of John chapter 9. John chapter 9 verse 1 to 7. The story of a man that was born blind. The Bible says he was born blind for 40 years. He could not see. He could not even identify who he is. He could not see his physical appearance. And Jesus Christ was passing by. And they called unto him, "Master, this man has been born blind from 40 years ago from birth." And the Bible says, Jesus Christ splitted to the mud. Jesus just put something in the mud and put upon his feet. And he said, "Go and wash in the water." And that was the end of that problem. As God lives and his spirit lives, in this miracle service, end is coming to every problem you brought to this place in the name of Jesus. The same God that opened the eyes of this blind man will open every spiritual and physical eye today in the name of Jesus. This is powerful. A man was born blind and received his sight. And we need to know here that this was a sign of divine authority and love for humanity. What Jesus Christ did here was a sign of divine authority and love for humanity. And we need to know that each time Jesus performed a miracle, he used a substance or a medium. When we look at the example we have given, God always used something to perform a miracle. So when we are talking about miracle today, God is using something you have brought to him to perform that miracle. God may use your heart. God may use your resources. God may use your time. God may use your intellectual. God can use anything. So whatever you present to God is God, God is going to use to perform his miracle. So I want you to be expectant today, because the God of miracle is here. Each time Jesus performs a miracle, he uses a substance and a medium. My time is up, but round up. But well, this cannot happen without faith. This cannot what? Happen without what? Faith. We need faith as a prerequisite. Acts chapter 14, verse 7 to 10. Acts 7, 14 to 10. So, he talked about believing in God. So, the importance of believing in God's ability is to perform miracle as doubt can hinder you from receiving something from him. One of the things that we need to get miracle done is a faith, is a prerequisite. And when that faith is in action, we need to know that we need to eliminate every form of doubt so that that miracle can come to us. Lastly today, I will share with us a miracle, a real life miracle. That was a miracle, that was a revival that happened in 1994 in Toronto, Canada. Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir. So pastor said I can continue. God bless you, sir. So there was a revival that happened in Toronto. You can Google or you can research on it. In 1994, precisely in Toronto, Canada. And this revival brought a shaking into the land. And it brought an associated phenomenon that shook the whole of the city. And that revival, according to what we read, that revival lasted for 12 and a half years. In this revival that happened, many eyes were opened. People began to walk. Lame began to crawl. Different kind of miracles happened. And they said it brought a fire that the evangelical mission started revival, and it lasted for almost 13 years. You can Google it. Another real life example I want to share with us, which we are familiar with. 1998, there was an event that happened in Nigeria. We call it Lekki 98. Lekki 1998. Lekki 98 was pioneered by that in the Lord, Pastor Yi Adeboye. One of the renowned man of God said he attended that event. He was at the back, because if you know Lekki very well, it was open that time. And he said he was just seeing the man, the green. He was like, who is this man saying something? And miracle began to happen. And he began to say that the man does not hold anything. That is that in the Lord, that is you. He was just declaring. And when he was declaring, he got his own faith, he got his own healing. And that is what is the backbone of his ministry. One of the renowned man of God in Nigeria, I will not mention his name. He said that is where he encountered God. And apart from what happened in Lekki 1998, I want to tell you that Lekki 1998 is the one that gave birth to Holy Congress today. Pastor, sir. That Lekki 1998 was the one that gave birth to Holy Ghost Congress in December. I'll go and look at what God is doing in that place. So when there is miracle, it goes beyond what you can understand. It goes beyond what you can comprehend. It goes beyond what you alone is able to do for yourself. Because God is at work. Praise the Lord. So when there is a miracle, miracle turn around situations, it brings a phenomenon. I'm trusting God today. There will be a moment of change. There will be a movement. There will be a phenomenon that will bring a lasting solution to every problem, to every calamity, to experience God in diverse ways. In the name of Jesus. I will share one more testimony that pertains to me. I have two, but I'll share one. 2009, I was preparing for my marriage. Then I used to work for feed engineer in Nigeria. I usually traveled. And my in-law-to-be were having family Thanksgiving in Lagos. And I was in a worry. So, worry to Lagos that time should be seven, 8 hours. But I needed to catch up in the morning. So, I went to Shell Station in Worry to go and took a flight. I know many of their staff were involved. So, I was confident. And it was in those days of Sosoliso Airline. As many of us that know that story. And I paid and I entered Sosoliso. Immediately we took off. You remember the story of, you can Google it. Immediately we took off from Nigeria, from Wari, and there was this great turbulence. The flight was doing like this. That time you will know that Jesus, people know how to call Christ when they are in trouble. I'm telling you, you will know that people know how to call Jesus when they are in trouble. And the thing was doing like this. And it was, I think it was 2 months to my wedding. And I talked to God. God, is it time for me to come home? God, I could not say anything. God said, son, it's not ready. It's not yet time. And I said, God, please save me. Take me safely to Lagos. I will not do this anymore in my life. And God, immediately, there was a lady in that flight. It could be up to 600 pounds. She was big. And the way she was shouting, Jesus, everywhere was shaking. I said, we are entering one chance today. And immediately that word, it's just 45 minute flight, and we landed safely in Lagos. That was the miracle of God. And when I told my boss that I entered Sosoliso, he said, what brought that to you? Why did you go and do that? And that was the last time I took that flight. Praise the Lord. So when we talk about miracles, God always does miracles. God is in, I've seen it many times. And I believe in this assembly today, as many of us that are devoted, that are prepared, God will visit us in any way in the name of Jesus. In conclusion, God is the God of miracle, and we can confidently approach Him with our need, trusting His power to act. I don't know what you are brought to God this morning. I don't know what are your expectations this morning. But one thing I know, that the God we are talking about is the God of miracle. And we can confidently approach this God with all our need, with all our yearnings, with all our problems, with all our everything, trusting in His power to act. Is there anybody that wants to trust God today? I don't know what problem you have entered to, but I have the assurance in God that whatever we bring into His presence, He already make a way, and it continue to make a way in the name of Jesus. A call to action is deepened by our faith. When we want to receive anything from God, we have to deepen our faith and actively seek God of miracle intervention in our life. But we need to come to the moment that when situations come, when problem comes, when there is an issue, somebody asked a question in School of the World, that what is it that when you ask, you are fervent, you are doing this, but God has not answered. The answer this morning is that you have to deepen your faith in Christ. You have to see God in a miraculous way. And you have to see God intervention in every aspect of your life. Are there people that want to see God this morning? Are there people that want to cast their burden onto God? Knowing that God always makes solution before a problem arises. God always makes a solution when there is a problem. So there is no doubt in God that it's not whether He's going to do it or not. I have the confidence in Him that God is able to make all things well. I have the confidence in Him God is going to make all grace abound. I have the confidence in Him that God is going to do greater things for us. What we need to do is focus steadily on God. Focus steadily on God. Next time I'll talk about how to receive from God. I call it fat. My time will not allow me to do that. But we need to focus steadily on God. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. Say, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of what? Of our faith. Are there people that want to look unto Jesus this morning? Are there people that want to focus on Jesus this morning? Are there people that want to present their problem to God this morning? I don't know what the problem you are encountering. I don't know what is standing as a barrier. I don't know what has devised solution. But I have a good news for you this morning. That God is able to make all grace abound towards you. So this morning I want you to stand up on your feet. Focus unto Jesus Christ. Look unto Jesus alone. Look unto him. Look unto him. Look unto him. It's all him alone. It's him alone that is able to do. It's him alone. It's him alone. It's him alone. He's a miracle worker. Miracle worker. You are the miracle worker. You are me too.